Well, how did he get to
the nation's capital? I reckon Cookie would have been one of those guys that would have jumped in, got a lift down.
Oh, not said I'll drive.
Well, I reckon Cookie would love other people's company. There you go. That's the read I get on him.
All right, let's find out. Damien Cook, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You're spot on, Loz. I jumped in the car with AJ, drove down yesterday, so it was good company.
Nice trip down, mate. It's only a three-hour trip, isn't it?
No, it was. We got down here pretty quick, too, yesterday afternoon. Beat the traffic going out of the Shire and got down here in just under 3 hours, so it was a nice drive. Good to get down here early, and then obviously, nothing really done yesterday, but then you have a night here and wake up ready to go for training now and all settled in.
Did you stop for a pie or a donut at Goulburn?
No, we didn't. We had lunch in the Shire just before we left. Got a few snacks for the way.
Now, Cookie, we want to know the players that would be tight. Ones that either wanted to jump in with someone and not put any petrol money in, or offer to pay petrol money,
or the ones
that demanded petrol money. Have you got anyone like that in your team? What we call tight asses?
Oh, there's a few. I cop it for being one, but I know I'm not. I bought all the snacks for me and AJ yesterday, but Mark Ellison was actually told everyone that you can claim your petrol receipts back, so I think everyone was still on their cars like yesterday with the best stuff.
There was no shopping around for a cheap deal.
No, there wasn't.
Is that something you've done before, Cookie?
Oh, well, we get our own way to ANZ Stadium when we do, and then we've done it last time we come to Canberra. Wayne said he just doesn't like the bus, so get your own way down there, and I don't mind it because it's everyone's pretty relaxed. You don't have to get there on a set time and sit on a bus together, even though that's not the worst thing either. But all the boys just get in different cars. Some of them, like, they stop at Goulburn on the way down for a coffee and then get going. So, I've enjoyed it.
Did anyone get rejected? Did anybody have to drive themselves?
I was with Adam Reynolds, that's what I went with last time. We had a good trip last time down to Canberra, and I was in that car, but it got quite popular, so a few boys wanted to get in there. And I heard AJ was actually driving on his own, so I thought I'd jump in with him.
Good stuff.
Don't want anyone driving down their own.
Mate, I'll tell you what, how many players get bagged when you drive down in a car? Don't you unload on players?
I hope he hangs on to that ball this week.
How much of a bathing did you give people?
Well, they must have been bagging each other talking about that. All the Burgess boys were in the same car with Liam Knight. So I think he's been hanging around him too much.
He's trying to be an honorary pom, is he?
Oh, he is. Oh, he may as well change his last name to Burgess. he hangs on to Sam's pocket, I'll tell you that. It's unleashing.
It's a good pocket, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'd hang on to it too. Hey, plenty of money in there.
Now, Cookie, I'll ask you something. You give us the honest response. The Rabbitohs, are they busted? Are you tired, lethargic? It's been a tough campaign, few injury concerns. What's the feeling?
No, if you asked me like before, the Brisbane game and that, like personally, I was had a couple of tough weeks where I was feeling tired and a bit run down. But to be honest, I was talking to Wayne during the week, and personally, my energy's come back, and I feel like since we've got Tom and George back, they've got some minutes under their belt, they're fresh. Sam's back as well, 2 weeks in a row, which is good for us. It's rare for him this year to play two games in a row. I don't think we're looking busted. I know we've got some injuries around with Jimmy the Jet. Certain people play in different positions, but the boys responded well from the head knocks last week. I still don't know if Jet's going to play or not with his thumb, but we've had to play in different positions. A few of us had to play in different positions throughout the year, and we've got the job done, and we've done it a fair bit. So I think we've had a lot of practice in bad situations, which could be good for us in these finals games.
Mm. Well, you're coming up against a Raiders team that are fresh, they're fit, they're jumping out of their skin. It's important you guys start fast. You don't want to be behind. You don't want to start slow, because if they get the jump on you, they're going to be hard to run down.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we learned from the Roosters game as well. That game was gone at halftime, but even though we came out the second half and had a better performance, the game was gone. We've got to make sure we start fast, and that's what they do well. We know, I believe we're a pretty fit team, and we go the whole way, and we challenge teams the whole 80 minutes, even when we're not playing our best footy. So We need to make sure we start fast and go toe-to-toe with them, getting that arm wrestle. And now when we get in that arm wrestle, the big boys come to the game, they strike great into momentum, we can play off the back of that.
Okay, they've got the second best defensive record in the comp, the Canberra Raiders, defend their line wonderfully well. How do you break that defensive line down?
I'll probably keeping them in the game, keeping the ball in play. You know, want to limit our errors as well, so we're putting a lot of work into them so we can fatigue them that way and build them pressure. Something that the Roosters did to us is, you know, we made a few errors and they had kept getting repeat sets on us and really put the work into us in that first half. So that's something we'll look to do to them. We need to keep applying that pressure and making them come out of their own end. And so they do score a lot of their tries from inside, you know, 20 metres out from the try line. So the more we can keep them down their end, keep putting that pressure on, then we've just got to take our opportunities. Our attack's been pretty good. You know, we didn't play our best footy last week, but we still scored 34 points. So for us, it's all defence and stopping the points.
Mm. Okay. It's become something of a trait that Canberra have mastered this season, the one-on-one strips. Now, some people think it's a big thing in the game. Other people don't concentrate as much on it. But when you come up against the Raiders, knowing that they do it so well, is that something that you identify as something that you can't afford to sort of give over a cheap possession like that?
Yeah. So you mentioned a little bit of training. You know, what they do is they try and look for the one-on-one strip. So, you know, we have spoken as a group to just make sure you do, you know, the ball security's got to be up this week. Make sure you've got a good grip on the ball because, you know, they're probably one of the first teams to start it and do it well. And now everyone's starting to catch on it. Every team's got a certain word that they say where the players drop off and the other one tries to rip the ball off. And, you know, we've got a couple of good players that do it for us too. And, but, you know, I like the play. Obviously, you hate it if it happens to you, but it's a good little play if you can pull it off and it can turn the game. So we've got to watch the little things they've got in their team. They do it pretty well.
And it's a bit of a risk, though, too, if you don't get it right, because which then suit your game if they can hang on to the ball and they release, because
it's a one-on-one tackle.
It's a one-on-one tackle, and they've got to release, and you can, you know, get someone up to play the ball fast, and away you go.
Yeah, it is. So it's, you got to sort of make sure you nail it if you're going for the one-on-one. If not, like this, it's you change momentum that way as well. Where you thought you might have had a dominant tackle, and next thing you know, you're trying to do a one-on-one tackle, and it doesn't work, and they run up the middle of the field. Then
The town's a buzz. What's your attitude towards the atmosphere? You know, they've had to put in an extra 2,500 seats at GIO. They'll all be, you know, lime green everywhere. The Viking clap, so on and so forth. Do you thrive in that sort of atmosphere, Damien?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great for the game as well. Like, I saw that stuff that they were doing, the other day, the green sausages and green bread. They're putting extra seats in there. And that's what you should be doing if you come into a, you know, someone's home ground. You shouldn't feel welcome at all. And, the Viking clap, it pumps them up. But when you're out there on the field too, it gets your energy up to feel the opposition team too. So I enjoy watching it, listening to it as the Raiders boys run out, so that definitely gets you ready as well.
Yeah, I just reckon it creates an atmosphere, and when you play in a stadium like that with good atmosphere, it gets both sides going.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And that's all players love doing. But go to a suburban ground, that's what's so good about them, that they do have those big, don't hold as many seats, but, you know, they get packed out and they create a great atmosphere. And, you know, Canberra is definitely one of the grounds I like to come and play at. You know, putting those extra seats in tomorrow, it already looks packed when it's sold out. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know where they're going to fit them, but, I'm looking forward to playing there tomorrow.
No, they'll fit them in. They'll squeeze them in. Your opposite number, Damien Cook, I believe he's the key for the Canberra Raiders. Josh Hodgson. I think he's the key to this Raiders side. Everything starts with him out of that dummy half area. How do you go about limiting the impact that Hodgson can have on a contest?
Yeah, you're right. He does. Everything starts from him. And, you know, they've got so many great individual players down there that can create something out of nothing and play out of the footy. But I believe he keeps them nice and controlled, and especially controls his forward pack well. He's just got great deception. You've got to be ready to go both sides of the ruck and active at markers as well. So you can't be lazy. Because, you know, he shows right and you always jump out left. So he's got great deception and knows how to bring his forwards onto it. So just got to, you know, you just got to talk him up, don't put all your focus onto him, because that's what he'd probably want, is all focus on him, and then he'd use his big boys up. So he's got to respect that he's respect the guy with the ball, and once he's done his job on here, you've got to move on to the next person. So, but you know, you got to watch him. He's got a little kicking game in as well. He jumps down short, so I really enjoy watching Josh play. I always have, so, and I always look forward to the battle against him as well.
Damien, I know you were in the heat of the battle, but half time last week, when Wayne's delivered the spray at half time, and because he thought you were trailing at the half time break, and then Sam's had to say, "Hey, coach, you know we're in front." Oh, shit, are we? Did you have a little laugh, or what did you think was going on?
Oh, I knew we're in front, so I was like, "Oh, he's doing a bit of a spray," and I was like, "Well, that's maybe a little bit relevant, because you know we were 10-0 up, and then just let him back in the game, and weren't playing well." But just talk about, you know, how I use a dumb and stuff like that, and then the next thing you know, walk out. He finds out that we're in front, and he has a bit of a laugh. He goes, "Well, stay in front, get out there."
Yeah, you're going good, boys. How off you go?
It was pretty funny.
Oh, that is funny.
That is good.
I've done it myself in the coach's box. Like, you sit there, and it's like fifth tackle, and the players will run it, and you're on the phone going, "Tell them to kick on the last tackle. No, change that. Tell them what a good effort. Well done. Well, good four-pointer. Just tell them to keep doing it."
You're done and get out there. So, mate, you're not too sure about Jimmy. And what about, did Gagai pick up a bit of a hamstring?
No, Gagai's fine.
He's fine.
Gagai will be playing. I think we've got captains on this morning, so we'll see how Jimmy is. I spoke to him during the week. He said, yeah, he's pretty confident he would play, but you know, he definitely is 50-50. Right, yeah. He's still got his brace on his thumb and in a sling. So,
right.
But you know, he's in the centres. Sure, he can get away with it.
I'm sure he will, mate, as a centre.
Just a centre.
Yeah, mate, centres are soft at times. Not as tough as the 5'8" or hookers could be.
You played probably more centre, did you?
Yeah, but then I became tough.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hey, Cookie, where do you train this morning? Do you get to train on GAO Stadium, or do you just find a local field?
No, I'm not. I think we went to the AOS last time, so yeah. I don't ask many questions. I'm pretty sure that's where we're going again.
Yep. Good setup out there.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Great chat, Damien. Enjoy the game. It'll be a wonderful game. And enjoy the atmosphere as well. Damien Cook joining us on the line there.
Cheers, Cookie.
From the nation's capital, drove down there with Alex Johnson.